Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Scott Rogeville, who's a director at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, recently gave a presentation on accounting and auditing in a remote environment at the Nonprofit Summit, which was hosted by Capital Services, Inc. And today we're joined by Scott, who will share insights into his presentation itself. And Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, definitely. Great to have you. So let's jump right in. So what are some of the major areas of an organization's accounting that have been impacted by working in a remote environment? I mean, this whole past year was just, you know, unlike any other. So I'm sure it's quite a lot.
Well, I'm sure that we're all sick and tired of hearing the expression that it was unlike any other. But from the accounting perspective, it probably was in many respects unlike what other organizations were used to doing. Most of our clients that we saw, as well as others in the community that I spoke to, needed to pivot quite quickly to working in a remote environment or working in an environment where they were minimally in the office. And as a result of that, they implemented most pretty effectively process changes in terms of how information was gathered and entered into a financial accounting package. For example, most people opened the mail on a daily basis. In this environment, folks were stuck largely opening the mail once a week, maybe twice a week, and they might have been done by different people. Other examples of what changes, the financial reality that folks were facing. There was less fiscal certainty in terms of revenue sources, and so it impacted the way that budgets were put together and way budgets were modified. A third area in which there was pretty significant changes is programming. Most nonprofits are, or tax-exempt organizations, as I prefer to refer to them, are in the business of providing a service, and the service is generally doing something for the betterment of the community. And things that touch the community and improve them usually involve person-to-person contact. And so nonprofit tax-exempt organizations were forced to pivot on how they would conduct those activities. Whether you were a religious organization that felt that going to a virtual weekly or daily mass or service, that was the right pivot for you and to protect the members of your community. If you were providing services to individuals who had maybe struggled with mental health issues, which we all saw a rise of in 2020 and early on and here so far in 2021, the ability to pivot those services from face-to-face people touching to a virtual or more spatially distanced ability, those all factored into the accounting world by impacting us on in a way that we saw different revenue streams develop. We saw adjustments for how revenue was to be recognized in terms of the way that the service was performed compared to the way it was in 2019 and now how it is in 2020, maybe even still carrying on through today. So we saw lots of different aspects of an organization's accounting functions impacted in a variety of different ways. And all of it led to both direct service providers and administrative functions working in remote environments. We saw a huge increase in the rise and use of things like tools like Teams or Zoom and other similar video conferencing facilities. So we've definitely seen change.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, thanks for that rundown. And speaking of change, whenever there's change or something that happens so rapidly like this, it's a learning event. So from your perspective, what have organizations learned and how can they improve their processes, budgeting, and future programs? I guess now that we're over a year of operating in this remote environment.
So Matt, one of the things that COVID taught me was how to ride a stationary bike. And there's a very popular expression by one of the coaches on the platform that I use, which is, it's somewhat hard to believe, but you can do difficult things, is basically the expression. And yeah. I think that more than anything, tax-exempt organizations learned that they could do hard things in this environment. They learned how to change their processes and adapt them so that they would continue to be efficient. You know, from an accounting perspective, they learned to create new controls and implement them, put them in place so that they could protect the assets for which they're charged with guarding. They learned how to change their programming. And I think that one of the big takeaways is that they suddenly have new lines of business that will be available to them when we return to what I'll describe as more normal times. I'm tired, as many of us are, of the expression, the new normal.
Right.
I think that prior to COVID, every day we experienced the new normal. We're just trying to highlight it now because it's been such a jolt to the system. So we've always learned to evolve and implement change. And this is just maybe accelerated change. I can say, for example, in my experiences with our team, we've worked remotely going back probably 12 to 14 years at least, almost as long as I can remember. Once we went to a paperless software, our team had the ability to work remotely. And I think that a lot of people had this in their toolbox. They just didn't know that they needed to use it or how best to use it. And so the last 14 months have taught them how to implement these tools better, how to pivot where they're not working as well as they should be. And so we've learned how to program new into the future for tax-exempt organizations and how to put in place and implement effectively internal controls. And I think that's wonderful evolution for the tax-exempt space. I think ultimately, long-term, it will prove to be an efficiency gained on their behalf.
Yeah, interesting. I think that's a common theme across the board now that the dust is settling, you know, the lessons learned and the new environment that we're in the remote environment. And speaking of remote environment, let's dive a little bit deeper on the remote audit side. So how have organizations had to prepare themselves for a remote audit? That's kind of a different beast than doing a weekly status call on Zoom with a client, right?
It absolutely is a different beast. And I will own up to the fact that as an auditor, I am not a proponent of remote auditing in its entirety. And the reason that I say that is that I think that there's a great deal of value in the human contact side of auditing. And I know that most often many of your listeners or our listeners, Matt, will say that accountants don't like to engage in human contact. And I'm going to say that auditors do. We're interested in having conversations with people because when you are face-to-face with someone, it's a completely different conversation than when you're Zoom to Zoom with them. Your body language changes. You're able to pick up on nonverbal communication that might lead to other conversations. You're in the office listening to the activities of the office, and clients are more apt to ask you a question. But that wasn't the reality that we got to face last year, because almost across the board, our clients weren't prepared for us to come in. And so what they had to do was to learn to prepare themselves a little bit differently. It meant taking advantage of tools that we've had in place, such as share file services, where clients have portals to upload information. More clients uploaded more information than we've seen in the past. We learned that we could set up screen sharing sessions where clients could walk through us their processes, particularly those processes that may have been impacted by quarantine circumstances. And so that they learned and we learned how to collaborate in ways that we hadn't had to in the past. It was all sort of there in the back of our brains, but we had to bring it forward and make it a more intuitive process for ourselves, as well as evolve it in a way that made it more beneficial.
Yeah, interesting. And quite a year for you in doing something as complex as remote auditing. And I know many other sectors are saying, well, we're not going to go back to the office environment. Everybody's going to keep doing remote because it worked effectively for whoever's organization it was. You know, you see that across the board these days. But do you see remote auditing continuing through, you know, next year in this post-pandemic world? Or is this just going to be kind of a hybrid thing, half in person, half remote? Just kind of curious on that front.
I think aspects of remote auditing are here to stay on a more permanent basis. I think that clients do appreciate some of the services, tools that are available to them, such as share file portals, and I think that they will continue to want to use them. So I think that what we'll see into the future, longer term, is a little bit different than what we're going to experience in 2021. And so for 2021, most of our clients are still not ready for us to show back up, and we respect that, and we take our cues from them. As much as I'm anxious to be face-to-face with them, we're going to let them get comfortable with that process and that possibility. And so we're going to continue to kind of see and hopefully improve our process just as they're improving theirs. But I think for 2021, we are who we are. We're not going to be revisiting a great deal of we're ready. We want to be in person. We'll take those cues. And so I expect that what we got to experience last year in sort of an emergent situation will be a much more comfortable process in 2021. However, I think that as we move forward, maybe even into some of the later audits that we do in calendar year 2021, some of those clients will be ready for us to come in. And I think that what it'll mean is really spending sort of less time that's more focused on client interactions when we're in the field. I think that we'll get lots of samples uploaded to us through portals But I think that the quality conversations that we'll have will be much more intentional and focused in very positive ways.
Yeah, that's great. Great insights there. And if you don't mind, tell us about how GSG can help nonprofit organizations that are obviously still operating in this remote environment.
First and foremost, we've helped organizations in a variety of different ways over the last 14 months by working with them through process for outside grant support, the Paycheck Protection Program. We've offered lots of assistance. And as we go forward, we want to continue to offer clients assistance with helping them complete grant applications if appropriate, walking them through government programs that we may be more familiar with, and generally being available as a resource to continue to help them evolve in the way in which they've modified their behavior. If they're still working in a remote environment, we want to be there with clients, with the community, working through the idea of how can I do this better? Are there opportunities for improvement? Am I missing efficiencies that I can bring about to help my organization function better? That's a big part of it.
Yeah, perfect. You know, Scott, overall, this has been a wonderful podcast and lots to unpack, considering that, like you said, we're about 14 months past, at least when the pandemic first hit. And I know, I'm sure there's a lot we could talk about today, but is there anything else to add today or anything we may have missed before we sign off?
Matt, I think we've covered a lot of information here, and I'm happy to talk more directly with anybody who's interested. You can always reach me. I was really fortunate to, as you mentioned earlier, to be a part of a nonprofit summit organized by Capital Services, and I look forward to doing that again in the future. It featured a great panel, folks from Capital Services, Quinn Strategy Group, Offit Kerman, and more. And I would welcome folks to reach out to me if they'd like to hear more about that summit or need more information that we can provide.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, this concludes this Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Scott Rogeville, who's a director at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, who, as you heard, gave us a rundown on his recent presentation at the Capital Services Nonprofit Summit on accounting and auditing in a remote environment. And Scott, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks as always, Matt. It's great speaking with you.